May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Again, Lent is just is a season. It's like going on a retreat where you are intentionally setting aside time to intensely seek the Lord because you want Him to do business with your life in your life. And so every Christian that I know who's serious about the Lord has gone to some retreat or some conference or something like that. But Lent is a season. The wisdom of the church says we set aside a season to remind us that what all He's done for us extravagantly in His love and the extravagant price He's asked us to call, He's called us to in response, a love response to Him. And this is a great passage of Scripture that Bracken read. One of the things that people get confused about in Lent, though, is that in a time where we welcome Him, it's not that we shouldn't always be there, but it's when a time when we welcome Him and we're very intentional about welcoming Him to show us things that He wants us to let go of, it's some people get confused about this being a time of introspection and condemnation. But God's not called us to walk in introspection. The Scripture says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess, the literal word means to agree with, which means somebody else had to say something first, and you simply come into agreement with them. It's an act of faith. And so it's not that we dig around and go, okay, God, is this it or is this it? We just give Him permission to speak into our lives, and then we come into agreement with Him. Because if we dig around, we're never going to get it right. We'll either be too light on ourselves and not be honest about anything, or we'll always be too hard on ourselves. But you see, Jesus said through the Apostle Paul, there is therefore now no condemnation that are in Christ Jesus. When God speaks to us about things in our lives, it may be painful, but it's never in condemnation. Painful in that it just breaks our hearts, that this was, we still tolerated this. Anytime you're in a love relationship and somebody shares something that grieves their heart, it's painful. It makes their heart sad. But it's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And what I mean by that is, again, not just that God kindly shows us things. It means that we can be repentant in the context of knowing God is kind. He's in a good mood. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn the world, but through me the world might be saved. Because He bore all the condemnation. God doesn't say anywhere in Scripture that God is perfect, though we know He is. But His personality is not a perfectionist. What it does say is God is love. It doesn't mean that He just does love. It's His very nature. It's His character. In this Scripture, speaking of Mary, I remember years ago when I first saw this, I thought, I mean, if anybody kind of pretty got it right most of the time, it would have been Mary, who loved Jesus consistently, who got it right. Yet Simeon, when he realizes that this is the one that God had promised him that he would see before he died, he speaks to Mary and Joseph and says, his father and his mother were amazed at the things that were coming, that were being said about him, and Simeon blessed them. And then said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise. And that Greek word is the word resurrection. For the fall and the resurrection of many in Israel. And for a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul. To the end that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. If we're serious about loving Him back with all of our heart and being intentional about that, We welcome him to show us stuff, even the thoughts and the intentions of the heart, I mean, down to that level, even if it pierces our soul, pierces our heart and our soul. Again, even if it's something that hurts. And again, he does it in kindness. God never shows you something to threaten you with it. He's not a manipulator. He's not that cheap. He's just not that small. God always shows us things in kindness, even if it's something that's painful or painful to let go of, because his desire for us is to experience everything he paid such a high price for. You see, the Christian life, we've said this before, is not an up and down life. It's a down and up life. He said, "You're appointed, the one who's coming from you is appointed for the fall and resurrection, death and resurrection." Every time we come into a new experience, a bigger experience of the resurrection life of Christ that we're in union with, there's always a new death. There's always something else that God's showing us. And sometimes in showing us that pierces our soul. That's why it's a sign to be opposed. It's our pride that gets in our way. I've seen some people who won't let God speak in their lives because they've been beat up so much in their life. Beat themselves up so much, were degraded so much by parents or others or people they live with, that they can't handle hearing anybody, even God, say you've done something wrong or you're not getting it right. Because every time they've heard that in the past, it's made them feel diminished. But that's never God's intention. God's intention is to show us things because he wants us to experience more of the resurrection. It's never to beat us up, to threaten us with. It's so that we can experience the all that we are born into as Christians. Mentioned to you, we've talked about this some recently, that the minute you become a Christian and you begin to have different desires, those kind of ought to's, oh, I should do, I kind of want to do this, my tastes have changed, my desires have changed now. I don't always walk it out, but that's because from that moment, the resurrection life of Christ is working in you and working its way out through you at whatever level you're yielded to. But it's happening. It's affecting your desires. It's affected your heart. It's affected your belief system, your curiosities, the things you want to read, watch, look to, people you want to hang out with, music you want to listen to, just affects all that stuff. What happens is, when Jesus shows us stuff, when even if it means piercing my heart to reveal thoughts, I don't want to be afraid to hear him because I'm afraid he's condemning me. That's not true. Or the other one is just pride because I don't want to give up something, which is stupid. Because he wants to, in the fall, for there to be more resurrection. He simply wants to show you things so that you can come into agreement with him and let that go. Just get out of the way. So that Christ's resurrection life that you're in union with can manifest more. That's the whole point of Lent. That's why Lent ends up at Easter. The whole point being is repentance ends up at Easter. Not in an ash heap of guilt and fear and condemnation. Oh gosh, I deserve whatever's going to come to me. Jesus got everything that you deserve, that should come to you, so that you get to experience everything that comes to him. That's the wonder of it all. He became what you were, that you might experience all that he is. And during the season of Lent, we give him permission with nail-scarred hands. I mean, it's already proven, right? How much he loves us. So whatever he touches, his hands are scarred for you. And the scripture tells us that he carries those scars forever. It's a symbol and a sign of his lovesick heart for us. Just let those nail-scarred hands just touch and go, that may ouch. Ooh, I didn't want to say I did. Yeah, I didn't want to. Ooh, that's true. He says, but I want that so that you'll let go and get out of the way because there's more resurrection life I want to come forth than you've ever known before. You were born again for more than what you're experiencing. And repentance is about entering into your inheritance at a higher level. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.